Chris Nielsen of CNP Integrations.
And the Business Innovation Center.
I'll make sure to mention that as well. So we're going to talk about both?
Absolutely.
All right. You could do it, you could do it in 8 to 10 minutes?
8 to 10 minutes. I don't know. I can try.
All right. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis from Mage LLC. We're here at the Heinz Convention Center with the Small Business Exposition. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sebastian Morris. Thank you, Zachary, for having us here today. Joining across from me is somebody that is visiting or exhibiting. I'm not exactly sure. Visiting, he's telling me. Chris Nielsen of CNP Integrations and the Business Innovation Center. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. We're going to have you back, too, afterwards. I'm already ready. You're happy. You're smiling. I'm excited.
I'm excited to hear that there's a radio for a radio station for entrepreneurs. This is exciting.
Well, we love entrepreneurs. There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of startups. There's a lot of people trying to push out their word and do helpful things for other people. But Chris, tell me a little bit. Let's start with CNP Integrations. What is CNP Integrations and what do you guys do?
Well, CNP Integrations is a business I started, like many businesses, I started it in my basement about 10 years ago. And we've evolved supporting various technologies over the past 10 years. And we evolved into, moved into a town close to where my home is in Fall River. And after about a year or so there, we just recently opened up a business innovation center. And it's a co-working space. And we're branching out from just doing web technologies and that sort of thing. We've been blessed with some great customers. We have the United Nations as one of our customers with their International Labor Organization. We support the Truth Out news organization and a variety of other environmental agencies, the Watershed Agricultural Council out of New York and so forth. And that's a fun, exciting business. We enjoy helping folks out. But it's a unique place to be because we find ourselves working with a variety of different organizations. The platform that we support, which is the Joomla CMS, it's an open source content management system. It can really be useful in just about any type of market niche or industry. So we've had the privilege of interacting with a variety of different businesses and helping them grow their business. So what we've found is that by having the co-working space and having a variety of programs that are educational around entrepreneurship and business networking. We host a Toastmasters Club. We have a variety of other groups and community organizations that we interact with. That's going to help us with a little bit more of a local footprint, which is what we want. We've been kind of globally dispersed with our support teams. And I'm really trying to, grow a team. But in the city where we are, Fall River, I'm trying to find people in the woodwork and draw them in. Boston's a real thriving hub of entrepreneurship and technology. And so we want to have a reason for the talent to come so we can create jobs and support businesses that are evolving from that general region in the South Coast.
So you are kind of like a networking group for different businesses, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's networking. One of our tenants is called E4All, and they have pitch contests, and they have an incubator program where they mentor various businesses, and they pair up a small business with a group of mentors, and they work with them for a period of about a year. And I happen to be one of the mentors. I've been mentoring some beekeepers. It's really interesting. They have a really...
It's not really scary?
Cool, it's a really cool program because when I got in, I thought, I come from the entertainment business and prior to the tech world. And they give you a kind of a host of entrepreneurs that you can go and support. And I thought, I'm going to go and work with this musician artist, and then I'm going to go and also try and work with maybe this tech company. Well, when they did their speed dating, it was like, it just felt right to be with the beekeepers. I just felt I could give them the most, and it was the most interesting out of that experience. So it's really unique how your perceptions shift and change, It's been a wonderful experience as a mentor. I've watched all of the businesses that participated grow. It's really exciting. We had mentioned Toby Stapleton, a friend of ours from the
Really great friend of us.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship.
And SNEEF.
Yes. He has a startup weekend coming up at the end of this month. And
we'll be there.
You will be. That'll be awesome. I'll see you there then. Because I signed up to be one of the mentors for that program. I met some wonderful people through that experience, and it's really exciting to see the students come up with great ideas. In fact, the last time there was a group call that had a product called the Smart Case.
Okay.
And they went on to win the international contest. It was really exciting to see that happen.
I'm assuming, do you do a lot of work with Mass Challenge as well? Do you do a lot of work with Mass Challenge? Trying to get those startups?
I'm relatively new to the area. I found out about Mass Challenge through the through another convention that I came and visited in Boston, and it was exciting to see what they're doing. They're kind of, if you have, so for example, we work with SCORE. They've come to our Business Innovation Center in Fall River.
They're here today.
Yes, they are, the Boston version, or group. And so they've come and given a whole entrepreneurial program there. That's kind of like a starting ground. It's free. There's no real, dangling carrot of money involved, that sort of thing. But there's some really great advice. Kind of that next tier is an E4ALL, which is folks that are a little bit further along in their process of their business ideas. Then you have, organizations kind of like InterRise, where it's more of a paid program. You're paying to participate. Great program. There's some really wonderful folks there, and then you have the Mass Challenge, which is kind of a little you've gotten a fairly good grasp of what you want to do by the time you get to an organization like that, from what I understand.
Yep.
Because they're dealing with a higher level of
startups
of startups. So.
Yeah, they are. Now, what drove you in to getting into this business? There's obviously a history behind it. What is your background? What did you do before this that drove you to CNP? What drove you into the Business Innovation Center?
What's that? Isn't there a Grateful Dead song that's a long, strange trip or long something like that? Anyway,
I don't listen to Grateful Dead.
Well, anyways, but I started off in the music business, and I went from being an entertainer, performer, into being a marketing agency for entertainment. Produce festivals and that sort of thing. Went on to being a marketing director for a big complex in St. Paul, Minnesota, similar to the Providence Place, not quite as big, but similar kind of venue. And when I went on tour with one of musical theater groups, I ended up getting introduced to the East, and I thought, hey, this would be a cool place to go. I came out here on a whim. I've had a wonderful experience here. Then I've been a mole in my basement starting the tech company. And then I've just recently come out for the last couple years, and as part of one of the neat things, I originally started in the CRM world, customer relationship management, and that's a real competitive space to be in. There's a lot of money involved, and I'm just a little
guy. Yeah.
And I had actually gotten into that after working for a government contractor doing a variety of DoD work. And that kind of got boring. But anyway, so the CRM world, I evolved from there into CMS because it was more fun. That got me into the Joomla community, which is an international community. I've had some wonderful experiences meeting with people all around the world and talking. It's just a fun place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I had so much fun, I've just kept going and love it. I'm not doing it to get rich. I'm not trying to be a dot-com that's going to go and take off. I really enjoy serving the businesses and the customers that I work with, and I like the results of the impact that I'm able to have, and then I'm trying to leverage that same type of give back to other mm-hmm. businesses. Share. I've probably learned the most from my mistakes as an entrepreneur, and. If I can help somebody make fewer mistakes, I think I'm doing a service. So.
You are. And I always say to people, if you're having fun and you're happy, money can't beat that. So if you're having fun and you're smiling every day and you wake up in the morning and you're excited for work, that's the most important thing.
Definitely
Chris,
is.
If somebody wants to reach you, how would they do that? And if they want to learn more about the Business Innovation Center or CNP Integrations, how would they do that?
Well, we certainly have a website. The Carpenter's House is the last one built usually, so CNP Integrations, Charlie Nancy Paul Integrations.com. You can find information about our web development company. The Business Innovation Center is even more simple. That's just businessinnovation.center. And we have some information about some of the youth programs that we do and some of the entrepreneurial programs, networking, and the Toastmasters and that kind of thing.
Great. So. Great. Well, again, my name is Alexander Stablowski. I'm the executive producer here, filling in for Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC. And we'll be right back to the business exposition after these messages.
All set? Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
No, it's all awesome right. What you're doing.
That's where he started. He's the genius.
It's awesome. This is a great concept.